And we're on the Blue Noise. This is WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You're tuned in 91.5 FM on a beautiful Sunday. Commencement day at Tufts University. So happy graduation to all the students of the class of 2023. Approximately 0% of whom are graduating. Under us right now to kick off the show, Tough Mama by Bob Dylan off of his kind of unpopular Planet Waves album. Next, Beulah from their debut.
Chariot. bonds and cocaine from the drywall wrapped in newspaper. We gathered in the tall grass and watched them blinking as they cooked and then hauled them away. We had to edit to the tech to die. We had to settle up so we just go until we cannot burn it down to feel the heat. When we give up, we go.
Hey everybody, back in on the Blue Noise here on WMFO Medford. This is 91.5 FM. Just heard a couple songs and started that one off with Lalo for the Letdown, Beulah from Handsome Western States, their debut 1997. Went back to the 70s again for Sway off of Sticky Fingers by the everlasting Rolling Stones. Sailor Mouth by Why Bonnie from their album from last year, 90 in November. And Quarry by Wednesday from their album from this year. Pretty exciting major label debut, or major indie label debut. And underneath us, Chris Darrow from The Birds, Taking Good Care of Yourself.
Sit and tumble, wishing love would call.
And we're back here on the Blue Noise, WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. I want to make a correction. I said that Chris Darrow was part of the Byrds. I was thinking of Chris Hillman, but apparently they knew each other, so power of the internet right there. He was part of some of those 70s country-ish bands, like the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and that song is off one of his solo albums. Really beautiful one. I don't know a whole lot of his music because it's not available on Spotify for some reason, but great tune. Happiness by MJ Lenderman, one of my favorite recent artists, and that song has a cool story which I thought I'd share with you. Some movie from the 90s, and I think Michael Stipe or one of the folks from REM wrote a song from it, and this song was only available in the movie, like in the credits. I think the movie's actually called Happiness or something like that, and MJ Lenderman picked it up from an old copy of the movie and just started playing it, and it's a beautiful song on his EP from a couple years ago called Knock It. And I love a story that's so obscure that I can't remember the movie, can't remember almost anything about it, but came to me. New Madrid after that by Uncle Tupelo, which is like the precursor to Wilco. And that's off album with the great name Anodyne. And Going Steady underneath us from the North Americans. Let's open up the big, beautiful PSA book and just flip to a random page. I can't do the same one as last week, so let's do this one. Mental health, friends. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. We're always trying to look out for others here at WMFO. And to that end, I hope everybody's having a nice day. We'll keep on going with some more new music and some more old music here on the Blue Noise.
Why? dice. So I will not need your advice. After all, I got us this far. I got us here. Kids come across a solemn and lost. I know old men evoke last wars and holocausts. German kids, Croatian kids, just like American kids. We know.
And we're back here on the Blue Noise WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Here on Tufts Freeform Radio, we just heard Certainty by Big Thief from their absolutely fantastic album from last year. You Didn't See. Quick little cut from Andy Schaaf off of his recent album Norm. Came out at the beginning of this year. The Last Wars, Karate, love that band. Fusion of everything from hardcore, emo, Steely Dan, jazz rock, all together in a blender and make it beautiful. They'll be back here in Boston, which is where they're originally from, for a festival in Davis Square in July. So if anybody's local and interested in checking them out, you can go to the Nice Fest over there in the square in just a couple months. They reformed like a year or two ago, and seeing them on tour last summer was really mind-blowing. A band that hadn't really played publicly for, I think, probably at least 15 years, and they sounded fantastic right off the bat. Following that, one of their biggest inspirations, Steely Dan themselves, Razor Boy, from their sophomore LP, Countdown to Ecstasy. Super underrated album. Beautiful cut and a great connection to jazz history there. Ray Brown, the venerable bassist, playing acoustic on that cut. Pretty amazing that when they were in the studio in the 70s, and into 1980, that they were able to make those inroads and make those connections with their own jazz heroes. Pretty unbelievable that those timelines synced up. Under us right now, speaking of jazz, Gene Ammons, king of the smooth 70s, 50s, and 60s. Tenor sax. Chicago's finest from The Boss Is Back. And this is Jungle Strut. We'll keep riding out to this and get on with one last set of music in the last 10 minutes or so of the hour here on WMFO. We'll be right back.
for me. You didn't even know my name. You didn't even know the sign. What I was born under, or that I was crazy as they came. I don't know what the hell you see in me. I guess we look at things the same. I really have been happy since I has become a pappy. Mammy, you do drive a man insane. Only shows to go one thing for certain. We may never know if you was made for me or I was made for you. I don't know why the hell you followed me. I only know I'm glad you did. Dig the way you dug the day I walked around with nothing on and not a thing was hid. It only shows to go one thing for certain. We may never know if you was made for me or I was made for you. I don't know why the hell you fell for me.
I don't know why the hell you fell.
You didn't even know my name.
You didn't know my name.
You didn't even know the sign. What I was born under, or that I was crazy as they came.
Thank you.
And we're back here on the Blue Noise, saying goodbye for now. Just want to run through the last few songs. We'd heard I Don't Know Why the Hell from Hearth Martina's fantastic and wacky album, Hearth from Earth, from the mid-70s. Produced by the band's Robbie Robertson and featuring Garth Hudson on keys from that great group. We also heard Choya from Jerry Paper. Love to see the Choya cactuses over in the deserts of California, so I guess they do too. And underneath us now, Smile by Domi and JD Beck from their full-length debut from last year on Blue Note, and they have an Anderson .Paak connection. All sort of random and interesting. So yeah, a few weird, wacky, and wild songs to end out the hour here. I don't think I'll be around next week, so might be a while till we hear the Blue Noise again, but hopefully not too long. Hope you all have a fantastic week. See ya!